It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, We're Not Broke, a documentary about wealthy American corporations that pay no federal income taxes.
ExxonMobil, largest oil company in the world, made $19 billion of profits in 2009, paid no federal income taxes. So if you're working stiff, you're making $30,000, $40,000 a year, you're paying taxes. But if you're Chevron and you made $10 billion in profits in 2009, you don't have to pay any taxes. Citigroup made more than $4 billion in profits but paid no federal income taxes.
Pete Schwabe is this week's guest host on Director's Cut, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Morning.
Many different people have many different prescriptions for what's ailing the economy. These filmmakers say that corporations aren't paying their fair share of taxes.
That's exactly what they say, and that's what We're Not Broke is about, really. It just takes a look at how corporations are hiding money overseas in an effort not to have to pay taxes here in America. And that's what Victoria and Karen are saying in their film, that that's what's affecting the economy. We're not getting that tax revenue.
Pete, you asked director and producer Karen Hayes about some of the challenges in making We're Not Broke.
You know, you talk to someone about taxes, I'd say, oh, I'm doing this film about taxes, and my friend's eyes would glaze over. They'd start to get right. really worried about, oh, my gosh, I got to pay my own taxes. So it wasn't really an interesting subject to many people that we talked to. First, we were going to do things about individuals hiding money overseas, and then it became clear to us that the larger issue was corporations and how they were able to transfer profits overseas while making tons of profits, transfer them overseas and not pay any taxes on it.
How hard is it? You have to, when you make a film, you have to know how to make a film. And it seems like now you have to know a lot about taxes and corporate ledgers and all that. How much homework did you have to do just on the financial end of it?
We didn't do the number crunching ourselves. Right. It was the experts who did that. And then we relied on their data to help get all the facts and figures.
Probably a good idea, huh?
Yeah.
Here's another clip from We're Not Broke.
Multinational corporations always come back with the same argument, that this stuff is legal, they're responding to the wishes of the shareholders, and they should do it as much as they can. But what's legal is not necessarily what's right. Apartheid in South Africa was legal in its day. Slavery was legal in its day.
In a very strict legal sense, you could argue that corporations are only responsible to their shareholders. But in the broader sense, they're stakeholders in America. They use our society, they use our labor force, they use our infrastructure. America allows them to earn all these profits. Don't they have to pay something back to the system? Isn't it really their civic duty, like any citizen, to pay their fair share of taxes?
They pull off a real nifty trick in this movie, and that's they take what could potentially be an incredibly dry topic and make it into a pretty compelling piece of film.
It is compelling. It's they did a really good job. They have great news footage, and they have what I like the most about it, though, is the music they put to it. It's, you know, you're kind of learning this stuff about the economy and how we have no money, and I'm tapping my foot at the same time. So they do it. The music's great, and it really moves quickly, and they got some great interviews. It's a very well-done documentary.
Pete Schwabe, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.
See more of Pete Schwabe, Karen Hayes, and We're Not Broke on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.